It's a schuss and an honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. Parshas Emor. Perech of Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Vayomer Hashem El Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe, and more El HaKohanim. Speak to the Kohanim Bnei Aaron, V'yamarta Aleihem, and speak to them. L'nefesh lo yitmo b'yamov. You should make sure that you should not become Tomeh. We know in this week's Parsha, such a jam-packed Parsha, because we talk about the Parshas of the Mo'adim. We talk about how we have the Shalosh Regolim, and we talk about Shabbos, and we talk about the Kedusha of the Kohen, and we talk about the Kedusha of the Mikdash. But right away, Rashi tells us something amazing. Rashi says, it says twice in the Pasuk, and more El HaKohanim B'nei Aaron, V'yamarta Aleihem, says Rashi, and more V'yamarta, L'hazhir Gedolim, tell the Gedolim, to enjoin the Gedolim, Alekatanim, with regards to minors. And the first question is, first of all, there aren't two people talking. It's Hashem talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. So what are you telling me that the Pasuk is talking about, and more Alekatanim, that you should tell the Gedolim to go and watch the Katanim? Question one. Question two. We know that last week's Parsha, Achrimos Kedoshim, we spoke about a lot about Kedusha. We spoke about how Kedusha means that a person needs to set a boundary on himself. He needs to realize that he's Kadosh. Hashem put him in this world for a reason. He's here. He's here to make greatness. He's here to accomplish. And Rabbi Akiva is the Memra, which we all know, which we're taught as little children. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha zeklal gadol b'Torah. And the obvious question that everyone is trying to figure out is that, very nice that you're telling me v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, and that's what Rabbi Akiva represents. How is it possible that he lost 24,000 students? 24,000 students? The Gemara says in Yerushalmi Daf Samach Beis, shelo nagu kavod ze b'zeh. They didn't show honor one another. How can it be? Rabbi Akiva's students didn't show honor one another? It doesn't make sense. Furthermore, there's a medrash that says in Parshas Chayei Sarah that they didn't show proper respect. Einov, they had sima einov. They didn't show with the proper respect to each other. What does that mean? What does that mean? How does Rabbi Akiva's students, and furthermore, within that question, how is Rabbi Akiva able to rebuild himself? Imagine losing anyone, Chas and Shalom. Rabbi Akiva represented the idea of rebuilding. How? How did Rabbi Akiva rebuild? And lastly, we know at the end of the parsha, we read about the Mo'adim. We read about Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and we read about Svira Sa'omer. The Torah tells us in Parachov Gimel, Pasuk Tesvav, Usfartem Lachem Mimachoros HaShabbos, Miyom HaViyachem Es Omer HaTenufa. We know that there's an idea of counting, Usfartem. There's a Svira L'chol Echad VeEchad. Every single person has to make their own counting. And we're in the middle of the counting, getting from a Pesach to a Shavuos. Now there's a famous Machlokes found in Menachos, Dav Samach Vav, Machlokes is between the Perushim and the Tzedukim. The Perushim believe that what does it mean, Mimachros HaShabbos? Mimachros HaShabbos, the Tzedukim believe that it means literally Shabbos. And what do we say to that? What do we say? It's not true. It doesn't mean Shabbos per se, but what does it mean? It means Mimochros HaShabbos, it means Yontif. We start, when do we start counting Sfiras HaOmer? We start counting Sfiras HaOmer right after Pesach. What is that machlokes between the Siddukim and the Perushim? What did the Perushim believe, and what did the Siddukim believe? And we're in the midst, we're getting close to Lag BaOmer, the day of Lag BaOmer. What is the day? What is the Yom Hilula of Lag BaOmer? Some people just think it's just one big fire and just jumping around on fire and just doing whatever you want. That's what Lag BaOmer is about. But is that really what Lag BaOmer is about? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Kabbalah. And right, we know the importance of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. But that's what Lag BaOmer, what does Lag BaOmer represent? So let's just review what we're saying over here. Question one, and more ve'amarta lahasir gedolim al ketanim. The Torah tells us about the kedusha of the kohen, that a kohen, Hashem gave a kohen different kedusha. Where do we see in the pasuk lahasir gedolim that the gadol should go and do it on the ketanim? Question two, how is it possible that the students of Rabbi Akiva didn't show kavod zem zeh, that they didn't give one another what they needed? V'hafta l'reacha kamocha. What is the machlokas between the Siddukim and the Perushim, who svartam lachem mimochos ha-shabbos? How come the Siddukim, who don't believe in Torah Shabbal Peh, how come they believe that we start counting from Shabbos, and we believe mimochos ha-shabbos means not Shabbos, but from Yontif? And what is the whole day of Lag BaOmer? What does Rav Shimon Bar Yochai represent? So what's the Yisod? We all have relationships in life. We all have relationships, and we want our relationships to be better. We have relationships, as we spoke about last week, we spoke about three types of relationships, Ben Adam L'Makom, between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, between us and man, and Ben Adam La'atzmo, where a person needs to treat himself with respect. And sometimes we're lacking that area the most, where we don't feel that we're treating ourselves with respect. But we have to realize that the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, in Parak Gimel, Halacha Yudalid, that we are all created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in this world, and we have to give ourselves respect. Now, the students, says Rav Chatzko Levitzin, a beautiful idea. Chas v'shalom. The students, the greatest Tanaim, the Amoraim, 24,000, the students of Rabbi Akiva, they were gedolim. But you know how they viewed relationships? They didn't look into what the friend needed. They looked into what they thought they needed. But that's not a relationship. A relationship is what you look into, what you see, what the other person needs. That's the greatest relationship that a person can have in life, where a person says, it's not just all about me, it's about what I could give to someone else. You know where the mistake was with the students of Rabbi Akiva? They said, listen, we're great. We're great. We're a great Talmidei Chachamim. We want to strive. We want to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We want to do whatever we can. That's what we're put in this world for. We don't need kavod. But that's not. We always have to give kavod to one another. A person always has to give kavod to one another. That's what a person's about. A person is about giving kavod to each other. You know what the students should have realized? They should have realized that my friend needs compliments. My friend needs a boost of, even if he didn't necessarily, they felt like they didn't need to give it to them, or they themselves didn't need it. But they should have felt that they could have given it to them. Suris ha'ayin. The suris ha'ayin. They said, you know what, I'm just going to keep it for myself. But we say, no, 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 no. If you want to build a relationship with someone, just keep on giving to them. Compliment them. Realize how much they're doing for you. Nice words. Nice words can affect anything. You know, last year,
there was a guy who was going through such a hard time. He was ready to leave yeshiva. And he said, I had enough. I'm not dealing with this. I don't have so many friends. A guy went and he sent one text. He sent him a text and he said, I just want to send you a text to see how you're doing, how you're feeling. And his whole year switched. His whole year switched because of one text. Do you know Rabbi Akiva realized that his students didn't show proper kavod to one another? And Rabbi Akiva said, even though my students didn't show proper kavod to one another, I'm going to rebuild myself. I'm not going to fall. In life, sometimes in life we have to realize that even if we fall, and even if things don't look so great, we can never give up. And that's what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai represents. Do you know the 32nd day is the day, if you go through all the different days of the Kedusha, the 32nd day represents, right, there are 40, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that there are 48 levels of being friendly to your friends. And the 32nd day is giving kavod to your friend. The 32nd day, says the Meiri in Samach Beis Amid Beis, is the day where the Talmidim stop dying. Because Rabbi Akiva said, life is going to change. Life might be difficult now, but I'm going to show kavod zeh zeh. Although we went through a hard time and things were bad, in order to build a relationship, and you guys are all, you're building yourselves now, you're young. You're building your relationships. You're building relationships with yourselves. You're building relationships with your families. You're building relationships with your friends. The relationship is that you have to build, you have to compliment yourself. Realize what you're doing is good. But that day, the day of Lag BaOmer, says the Meiri in Samach Beis, in Yevamos, was the day of starting fresh, starting new. And it's amazing. If you look at all of the Talmidim, do you know some of the famous memras? The Gemara says, Brachos, Andaf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, Noach lo la'adam sheyapil atzmo lekivshana esh v'al yabim p'nei chaveo berabim. It's better to be thrown into a furnace than to embarrass your friend. What is he trying to show? That I messed up. That there was a level of messing up. That they didn't show the proper kavod. That he didn't give exactly what their friend needed. Because you have to look what your friend needs. Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel teaches the following. As it says in Perkei Avos, Perek Dalet, Yehei kvod talmidecha chavilcha kishelcha. Let the honor of your students be as precious as your own. You have to look beyond yourself. If you want godless and you want greatness, and that's why we're going around the Torah. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai represents the idea of hischadshus, the idea of newness, the idea of, yes, we've made mistakes, yes, we've fallen, but Klal Yisrael is always going to pick themselves up. We're never going to fall. And Rabbi Akiva represents that. The Gemara, the end of Makos, which we all know. That Rabbi Akiva says, if there are wolves here and things were bleak, but things are going to turn around, things are going to be okay. So how can we make ourselves greater? How can we make ourselves greater? Lahazir gedolim al ketanim. Says the great Rav Moshe Feinstein, Lahazir gedolim. What's it referring to? Lahazir gedolim al ketanim? Is it referring to two people? No. The more a person works on his actions, the more a person makes his Torah real, even if people are not so into it, and people are not feeling it. But a person takes upon himself and he says, I could do it. I could do it. I could accomplish. God put me in this world. I'm going to learn the Gemara and Makos and try to understand to the best of my ability. Lahazir. Because although you're not married yet, the more you work on yourselves now, the greater it's going to be for the future. Lahazir gedolim ala ketanim. What's the machlokas between the Perushim and the Sedukim? What did the Perushim believe and what did the Sedukim believe? The Perushim, us, believed that there's a connection between the Pesach to the Shavuos, Mimachoras HaShabbos. Mimachoras HaShabbos doesn't just mean Shabbos, but Mimachoras HaShabbos means Pesach. Because in order for greatness in anyone, you have to realize that there's a progression. The Sfiras HaOmer, there's a progression. You went from a physical Avdus, we were Mitzrayim, for 210 years. We were there for a very long time. And we broke out of it. But in order to get the Torah, the Kedusha, it's the Sfiras HaOmer, the Ramban writes that the whole process is to go from, it's like a Sfiras HaOmer, is different levels. And we know that there are seven levels. There are seven levels to get the Torah. There's the level of the Chesed. There's the kindness. There's Gevurah, the second level. The second week represents Gevurah. There's Tiferes. There's Netzach, there's Hod, there's Yesod and Malchus. Because there are 49 ways to better ourselves. There are 49 ways to get to that level. You know, the Pri Chodesh says that on Lag BaOmer they stopped dying. But it wasn't just they just stopped dying. Is that Rishon Bar Yochai said that we're going to start anew, we're going to start fresh. We're going to start, we're going to bring down Torah we're going to bring down the Kabbalah, we're going to show you the greatness. Because a relationship is where you look into what the other person needs. Now we want to build a relationship with ourselves. We have to figure out what we need sometimes. We want to build a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know what the Ribono Shel Olam wants from us. He wants us to believe in ourselves. He wants us to realize that we could do whatever we want. He wants us to realize that we could learn the Torah, we could do the mitzvos, we could do chesed, but we need to believe in ourselves. The Me'iri says, why is there no Shechianu on the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? It's from time to time. So we often quoted from before, because the mitzvah of Shechianu is a process. We're in the process period. We're trying to get to the Kabbalah Satorah. Nowhere else do we find 49 days where we're counting. The Sefer HaChinuch writes in Mitzvah Shinvav that every day, normally you count down. Over here we count up. Why is it, says HaChinuch? Because every day is a new day. Every day is a day that we could accomplish. Every day we could realize how much we could do. And we learn from Rabbi Akiva that even though he lost so many students, and we can't even fathom it, even just losing one Chas V'Sholom, but even he lost his students, but he said, I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up. I'm going to go. I'm going to have new opportunities. You know, there's an interesting conversation. You know, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, he was Nifter saying this parak of Tehillim. Parakuf Lamed Gimel. It says, Shir Lamalos LeDavid, Hine Matovu Manayim Sheves Achim Gam Yachad. The parak is found in Kuf Lamed Gimel. Behold how good and how pleasant is the dwelling of my brothers. What was Rav Shimon? B'shemen Katov Al Arosh Yorei Al Hazakein. What's that referring to? The parak in Tehillim. It's referring to Aharon. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, go down to Mitzrayim. And Moshe said, I'm not going down, my brother's there, I'm not going down. And Hashem said, no, you go down. It's okay. Aaron's going to be okay with it. Matovu manayim sheves achim gam yachad. you're all together, unity. We need to have unity amongst all of us. We need to realize that there's unity. You know how we're going to have unity amongst all of us? We have to start complimenting each other more. If we want to fix up the sin of Shelo Nagu Kavod Zeh Zeh, we need to have unity. Sur Sa'ayin, you know what they felt? They felt, oh, my Torah's for me and not for anyone else. What do you mean? Share your Torah with others. The greatest Hanah that God wants from us is the Torah, is to share the Torah, the joy of the Torah. That's what He wants, right? The Olam, the Torah, right? Arye Seewald sharing over his Torah with Andrew, the Chevra, sharing over the Torah with each other. We want to share the Torah. That's what we want. When you go and you have the Lag BaOmer experience, the Lag BaOmer experience is not just about fires. It's about bringing Torah, making it real into our lives. But it's about L'hathir G'doylim. If you want to have effect in your future Dori Doros, it's about making it real. So let's just make sure we answer up all those questions. We had a lot of questions. What were those questions? V'hafta l'reacha kamocha. How is it possible? 24,000. Because they didn't give kavod zeh zeh. How come they didn't give kavod zeh zeh? Why did they give kavod zeh zeh? Because they thought what they thought. You should, in order to give, you have to learn up what the other person thinks. And sometimes we learn it up wrong. But we need to think about what someone else thinks. And if you give them what they think, you'll build a relationship. Right? If you give compliments, just keep on giving compliments to each other. That's what it's all about. What is the machlokas between the Perushim and the Sedukim? The Sedukim felt that there's no connection. There's just Shabbos. But we say no. In order to realize that there's the idea of Shavuos is to take Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a physical avdus. Anyone could just be freed. But we take a physical avdus and we bring it to a spiritual. We want spiritual avdus. We want the Torah to be part of ourselves. And that's what the Perushim, that's what we believe. The Sedukim said, no, there's no connection. There's no connection at all. And the idea of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the idea of Rabbi Akiva, the idea of all the Mamre Chazals, and we don't want sin as chino. Rav Nechemya writes, Rav Nechemya in Shabbos, Lamed Beis says, Bavon sin as chino, Mirivim etol beisol shel Adam. We don't want sin as chino, we want avas chino. We want Klal Yisrael to come all together. We want everyone to come together, right? They tell the famous story of the symphony, that there was a composer, I forgot the exact name of the composer, Piaget. Call him Piaget. I don't know if his name is Piaget. We'll call him Piaget. And the composer, and they said, how was it? So he said, it was okay. They said, why was it okay? He said, everything was very good, except there was one little problem. There was one guy that was supposed to be playing the flute. He wasn't there. I said, how in the world did you know? He said, I know. Hashem knows. Hashem knows. Hashem loves us. Hashem wants us to have achdus. Hashem wants us to love the Torah. But the only way that we're going to love the Torah is if we make it. L'hazir g'doylim al ketanim. The more we make it real, the more through our actions, now when you're young, when you have less responsibility, that's when we have the godless. That's when we have the ability for greatness with Ribbono Shel'Olam. And a person should never give up on themselves. Even when things look bleak and you want to give up, you look at Rabbi Akiva and you say, I'm going to push. Parshas Emor represents the idea of Kedusha. Realize, as the Ramban we quoted last week, Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutter Lach. Hashem put us in this world to accomplish. Now it's up to us to make a dent in this world. How are we going to make a dent in this world? Take on more things. Realize how great we are. Realize how much we could accomplish. And Bezus Hashem, let's bridge the gap between the Pesach of physical freedom to the Sfiras HaOmer period to the Shavuos of getting the Torah,
of realizing that Hashem wants to have that long-lasting relationship with us, a relationship that will be forever and ever. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos.